Mesechta Zedarim, Daf Chav Tes, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. We already discussed the first part of the Mishnah that we had at the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah taught us if there is an extremely windy day and there's a hurricane, and Reuven thinks to himself that his tree will definitely be uprooted and fall down today. On the feet of first pshat that Duran brought down, and the pshat that we will learn our Gemara with, Reuven said that if my tree does not fall down today, then it should be Hegdish and it should be a carbon. Or if there is a massive fire in the town, and Reuven thinks that surely his talis and his begadim will definitely be consumed and definitely be destroyed, and therefore he makes it neder and he says that if my talis is not destroyed, then my talis should become hegdish and it should be a carbon. Well, the Mishnah taught us that in both these cases, if the tree is not uprooted or if the talis is not consumed and not burnt, then the din is that yesh lam pidyon, meaning that it becomes hegdish and you have to be paid to the tree or the talis, and you have to use that money to buy kabanis. Although we did not learn our Mishnah this way, and we won't continue to learn our Gemara like this, but we should just know that the Ran has a second shot, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said that this tree or this beged should become kikarbon and should become asa to me like a carbon, and he was saying this b'loshen neda and has nothing to do with Hegdish. And I am the Ran on the top of Daf Chav Chesam Beis, where he asked, V'chitema im kein, hechi shayach b'koinim pidyon, how is it shayach that the Mishnah says that yesh lam pidyon, we never find a concept of opinion, been again the Darim, and Ayin Shom, we bring the Shita Rameya, that the Shaykh Pidyon, even B'negeya Klinomis, which we will have later on in the Masechta. And ultimately, even though the Ran actually throughout the Sugya keeps bringing down this second shot that the Mishnah is talking about Klinom, we will continue learning our Gemara based on the first shot of the Ran that our Mishnah is talking about a standard case where someone was Makdish that tree or Makdish that talis. Now, the Mishnah brought a second case, and we didn't really define or explain that case very well yesterday, and that will be the focus of the beginning of today's daf. As the Mishnah stated, if someone says, "Hare netius elu carbon," and my tree should be a carbon and should be hegdish at she katsu, until it's uprooted or until it's cut down, or talzu carbon at she tisarv, this talus should be a carbon and should be hegdish until it's burnt up and until it's destroyed. And the Mishnah ended at the top of Daf Chav Chesam Beis and said, "Ein lam pidyon," in that case, no pidyon is available. And the Gemara now starts at the bottom of the Amid, "Hare netius elu carbon chulu," and the Gemara asks, "Ula ilam, are you telling me the din is that there is no pidyon available for this tree or for this beged forever?" Of course, anytime someone is makdish something and that item can't be brought onto mizbeach, so of course you have to be paid, and then you'll take the money and you'll buy kabbanis with it in order to use and bring onto mizbeach. And the Gemara brings 2 terutzim and 2 different ways how to learn our Mishnah. So Amar Bapada says, that when our Mishnah stated in lam pidyon, it does not mean that the tree or the talis does not have an ability to be putter at all, but what it means is that even if you'll be put to the tree or you'll be put to the talus, since when Reuven made the letter, he said, "I want this to be hegdish until it's uprooted or until the talus is destroyed," so then the moment after you already put to that talus or you put to that tree, and ostensibly and in general, the din should be that that tree or that talus should go out and become chulin and it should not be hegdish. But since you made the letter and you said that until the point that it's uprooted or the beged is ruined, that the beged or the tree is hegdish, so the moment that Reuven is poida the tree or the beged, it automatically becomes hegdish once again. And therefore, the lashon of the Mishnah that ein lam pidyon is that ein lam pidyon leitzia medushas legamri, that it's impossible to be poida completely, and even if you'll be poida, it'll go and become hegdish once again. And as Duran explains, alakivin to amachi katsu hareyu ka'im beferush, it's as if he specified and he said harey netius ha'oli lo carbon ato, that these netius should be like carbon and should be hegdish right now, the carbon l'shiyftu, and even when I'm poida, it should become a carbon again. That right away they become kaddish again. And Bapada continues and explains, nikatsu, once they're cut down, then Reuven still has to be poided, and the kedusha can't just go off without being poided. But once he's poided, v'dayoi, that would be enough, and now it would go out lechulin completely, and it would not become kaddish once again, because your original intent was carbon until the point that they're uprooted, but now that it's already cut down, then of course it doesn't become hegdish once again. And as Duran says, even though he only said it should be hegdish until the point that it's uprooted, and the mashmois of Reuven's words is that it should not be kaddish after it's uprooted, and l'chayra immediately at the point that this tree is uprooted, then automatically the kedusha should be removed from the tree. That even at the point that it's actually uprooted, the Kedusha can't be removed automatically, and you still have to be poided at least that last time in order for it to go out l'chulin. And the Gemara continues, V'ula Aman Ula explains, Kivishin Katsu Shuv Ein Poidin. And the Rambam brings down two explanations as to how to understand the words of Ula. The first pshat he brings down is from the Rajba, and according to the pshat that he brings down from the Rajba, it comes out that Ula is actually not arguing on Bapada as to explanation of our Mishnah, as when our Mishnah says Inlam Pidin, it means that even if Ruvain will be poided to this tree prior to its uprooting, then automatically it will become Kaddish once again, and that's what it means in the Mishnah, Inlam Pidin, it doesn't have a complete Pidin until the point that it's uprooted. And Lefida Rajba, the only thing that Ula is coming to be Chaylik on Bapada about is only on the last point of Bapada, that according to Bapada, that even if it's uprooted, at that point you still have to be poided because the Kedusha can't be removed Bichti, and it has to be done through Pidyon. However, Zakt Ula, that Kibish Katsu, once it's uprooted, Shuv Ein Poidon, that you don't have to be poided at all, since Ruvain specified that it only wanted to be Kaddish until it's uprooted, therefore the Kedusha will be Paka Bichti. And the Ran brings down a second Pshat from Moshe Katvi, and according to his Pshat, it comes out that Ula is actually Chaylik on Bapada on two different points. First of all, Ula holds that if Ruvain actually goes and is poided this tree or the talus prior to the tree being uprooted or prior to talus being destroyed, then the din would be that it actually is a complete pidyon and the tree or the talus would not become kaddish automatically once again. Ula is actually coming to teach us another understanding in the words Einlam Pidyon in the Mishnah, and the words Einlam Pidyon in the Mishnah is not referring to where Reuven was poided the talus or the tree prior to it being uprooted or being destroyed. It's actually referring to what the din would be if the tree is actually uprooted or if the beged is actually consumed, and the Mishnah is teaching us the chiddush of Ula. Since Reuven was makdish this talus or this tree only until the point that's either uprooted or if it's destroyed, so then Ein Lam Pidyon, at the point that the tree is already uprooted or the talus is consumed, and Ein Lam Pidyon, then there's no requirement for Pidyon, and the Kedusha would be Paka Bichti. And as Duran states, 13 lines to the top of Daf Chav Tesman Aleph, Ula Ula Ki Tram Masis and Ein Lam Pidyon, when our Mishnah stated Ein Lam Pidyon, he gufa aslashmin, this is gufa the Kiddush, shall makdish dabad zman yidua, if someone's makdish something until a specified time, from that time and onward, the Kedusha would come off, the ain't our opinion, and there's no requirement for Pidyon. I am the Ran at the bottom of Daf Chav Chesam Beis, where he explains and he proves that this must be the case, that there's actually machloikis in both of these ideas, and it's actually mitl tali in each other. And as he says, that Bapada and Ula are chaluk on two different dinim, as we explain, the 2 points that they're being chaluk on each other on are actually interdependent on each other. As he explains that the Mishum the Svir Leila Bapada, the Kedusha Lai Pakala Bechti, because Bapada holds his second point of that Kedusha is not Paka Bechti, and you have to be pointed even after the tree is uprooted, that is good for why Bapada holds Ka'amad the Padan Chayzer for Kedushas, that even if you pointed before it's uprooted and it's still not uprooted, that the tree automatically becomes Kaddish once again. And Ula holds just the opposite, as the Ran says at the top of the Chav Tasman Alav, V'Ula Polagla V'Ama, T'la'achashin Katsu, once a tree is uprooted, Ain't Suichim Pidyon, then there is no need for a pidyon at all. The Kedusha Paka Bechti, because the Kedusha would dissipate by itself. And therefore, Lefi Ula, when Reuven said the Lashon, that I want this tree to be Kaddish, Achi Katsu, Laban Loim Vashafilu Yipadim Yachsu L'Dushasan, he didn't mean to say that even if it's potted before it's uprooted, that it should once again become Kaddish automatically, Achi Katsu. El Loima, what he meant by the word Achi Katsu means, Shei Kedusha instead should be considered Kaddish, Ad Oisiz Man, only until the point that it's uprooted. Uma Oisiz Man Ve'elach, however, from the point that's uprooted and onward, Tipaka Kedushasan, then the Kedusha should dissipate automatically. And we continue on Daf Chav Tesem Rav, and Omelei Rav Nuna Le'ula, so Rav Nuna asked Ula, Kedusha Jibahen Le'hechon Hocha, how can you say the Kedusha is Paka Bechti? Kedusha can't just dissipate by itself, and it has to be some sort of opinion in order to remove the Kedusha. And I'll bring you a proof, because Uma Ilo Omelei Isha, just like if Reuven would say to Rachel, Hayoyim Adishti, I'm being Mekadosh you today, Ulamachi Adishti, but tomorrow you should no longer be my wife, even though you made this tonight at the time of Kedushin, me nafka b'loy get, certainly you would not be able to go out with a get, and Reuven would have to give a get to Rachel. We know that in many places the Gemara compares Kedushin and Hegdish, as we know that a person says Harei Alma Kedushesli, Gemara explains it as Osa Kuli Alma Kehegdish, that you should be Osa on the whole world like Hegdish. So therefore we see that it's a comparison between Hegdish and Kedushin, and we already saw this on that Vav, where the Gemara spoke about if there's a possibility of having Yadis le Kedushin, and Tysus discussed the concept over there, that we know there's a comparison between Hegdish and Kedushin. Since by Kedushin, even if a person specifies Beforish that he doesn't want the Kedushin to continue until a later point, and and he says that at a later point I want the Kedusha to be Pakur Meila, it doesn't work. Therefore, by Hegdish, it shouldn't work either. So what's Pshan Ula? Taisa asks a question, Vim Taima, Umanon the Tzarket, that how did the Gemara actually ask this question and take it bepashas that the din is Benigea Kedushin, that if Reuven would say that you should be Mekudeshes today and the Kedushin should be Pakur tomorrow, that it doesn't work? Maybe in a Chinami, you don't need to get in that case. And Taisa says, since we find Benigea Gerishin on that Pegimon base in Mesechtes Gittin, that if Reuven gives a get to his wife and he says, Hayoim iat ishti, ulamacha at ishti, klimatim gureshes hayoim, ulamacha waitim gureshes, and the Gemara comes out that once you gave her a get, then it's a get, and she will be mugureshes loilam, and therefore, benegeya kedushin, the same that applies, and you'll be mugureshes loilam, because the iska shavayis liyitzia, since we have a hekesh, and we compare all the dinam of kedushin to the dinam of gerushin, and vice versa, and therefore, just like benegeya gerushin, the get will be chala oilam, here also the kedushin will be chala oilam, and it can't be pak bechdi. And the Rush also brings down the hekesh of havayis liyitzia, but the Rush at the beginning of the Rush says it a little bit different than the Taisis, and he says the milsa the pshitihi the kiman nasis ishtai in the yaitzim menabolei get. Once Rachel is married to Reuven, then it's impossible that the kedusha would dissipate by itself. And Ayin the Ran, 8 lines from where the Ran gets wider, v'im taima, that he asks a question that our Gemara question makes a lot of sense. If we learned our Mishnah that it's talking about regular kedusha, and when Reuven says that this tree should become hegdish, he meant that it should be like a carbon and it should be actual hegdish. Therefore, the Gemara's question is that how could it be that kedusha could be paka bechdi? However, the Ran is that according to the second pshat that I brought, that the Mishnah was talking about regal and durim, and Reuven meant to say that this tree should be a carbon and it should be us to me like a carbon, but it's really a lashon neda. Then l'chayyur, how could it be that the Gemara is bothered that the issa that you created through a neda shouldn't be able to dissipate by itself? If of course that's standard din b'degeya neda that a person can make a neda and say this kika should be us to me for today or for 30 days, etc. And then the neda is paka memela. So l'chayyur, what is the Gemara's question? And Ayin the Ran, how he explains our Gemara, or coin through that sad. Our Gemara answers, Amalei Rava, so Rava responds back to Rav Nuna, Bikam Adamas, Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Aguf. How can you compare the din of Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Aguf? Kedushas Damim, Paka Bechdi, Kedushas Aguf, like Paka Bechdi. Even though potentially you're right, that Benigea, a woman, you can't be Mekadosh, a woman, only for a specific Zman, and then you want her Kedushin to be Paka, that's because there's Kedushas Aguf involved, and it's as if she became Hegdish, and Ein Echinami, if someone was Makdish, an animal, and he says that this should be an Oila, even Ula would agree that Kedusha cannot be Paka Bechdi. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven said that this tree should be Hegdish, and this tree, of course, is only Kedusha's Dhamma, because in order for it to actually be used in a Beis HaMikdash, you have to actually be paid and buy an animal with the money, and then bring it on the Mizbech. So therefore, B'negei Kedusha's Dhamma, it's possible that Kedusha's Dhamma could be Paka Bechdi. And the Rush explains this a little bit deeper, and he says, just like we find that the Dinah Pidin is available for Kedusha's Dhamma, even though it's not available by Kedusha Aguf, as the only way that someone could be paid an animal that has Kedusha Aguf is only if it's a Balmum. But if it's something that's going to go on the Mizbeach, there's no possibility of actually having the concept of Pidyon Benegeya Kedusha Aguf. So therefore, Benegeya Kedusha Damim, where we see that there is a possibility of having Pidyon, and therefore, Pakan Ami Alidei Kviyas Man, even when Reuven says that I want this item to be considered Hegdish, but it should have Kedusha Damim only until a certain point, and at that point, the Kedusha should expire from the item, so we can understand that it's possible that the Kedusha should dissipate at that moment in time, and it should no longer continue, and it could be Paka Bechdi. And the Rush continues, as we explained, Ava Kedusha Guf, Loi Paka Alidei Pidiyah, Loi Paka Nami Alidei Kviyas Man, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaye Sabaye Yes to Rava, the Kedusha Guf, Loi Paka Bechdi. Are you telling me that Kedusha Guf cannot dissipate by itself, can't be Paka Bechdi, but L'chayr, as long as this was the original Tanai, and Reuven's original intent, so its din of Hegdish can be conditional. As Batani, we learned to the Brisa, if Reuven says, that this shah should be an oila for 30 days, but after 30 days, shlamim, then it should turn into a shlamim, then the din is kolam yom oila. The first 30 days it has a din of oila, and if Reuven brings it to the Beis HaMikdash and brings it as an oila, that's a valid oila. But after 30 days, then shlamim, then it becomes a shlamim, and if Reuven wants to bring this as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he would have to bring this as a shlamim and not as an oila. And as the Rush explains, the pakim men of kedushas oila, the chol of kedushas shlamim, and the Rush is bothered that l'chayra, maybe we would say that the only time we would say that the kedushas aguf could be paka is only where this animal still remains kaddish and it changes from kedushas oila to kedushas shlamim, but still retains kedusha. However, how do we know that if something is kaddish, that actually that kedusha could be paka legamri and it could dissipate completely? So the Rush says, v'hu adinami, that this then applies, im amal la'achad la'amidrem chulin, that if Reuven would say that for 30 days it should be oila, chula, and afterwards it should become a chulin. She nasa chulin that it becomes chulin. The kibun sheyesh hafkol kedusha guf ain chulik. Once we already see that there's a din that you could be mafkia to kedusha guf from an animal, even partially, then there's no difference between a partial hafka or a complete hafka of the kedusha ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and answers hachav ma'eskinan the amal udami the in the chenami the brice that we had where Reuven said that shaza ilu kalam and yoyim and laach lam and yoyim shlamim that actually there is a hafka of the kedusha that's only by kedushas damim, but in chenami if there would be kedusha guf, then we would not say that kedusha could be paka b'chti. And Ran points out when the Gemara wants to explain that this brice is talking about kedushas damim, it must be that this animal that he was makdish is a balmum, and that's why you could be makdish a kedushas damim. But the ilu tam, if it would be a tam, afilu amalu dami, even if you'd say I only want to be makdish it for its value, kedush kedusha guf, then of course it's kedush kedusha guf. The kaimalon hamatvis tamim lebedek abayis, even if someone wants to be matvis, an animal that's a tam for bedek abayis automatically receives kedusha guf and midim is beach lo yatsu. Ayin places at the bottom of the Amid where he's bothered by the same question of the Ran, and his second teretz is exactly as the Ran states, but he also brings a first teretz which is different than the Ran's teretz. Ayin sham, and the Gemara continues and says that we can't explain that this price is talking about kedushas damim because he hachi. So aim a sefer. Let's see the sefer of this price. So laach lam and yam oila. If Reuven says that after 30 days this animal should be an oila umeachshu shlamim, but however right now it should be a shlamim for the first 30 days, then that also works. And right now if he wants to bring this carbon, he would have to bring it as a shlamim, and then after 30 days he would bring it as an oila. And the Rosh says really by right the brisa should have stated that Reuven said that shazah shlamim, that this shlosh should be a shlamim for the first 30 days ulaach lam and yam oila. But we say it lahepach mishum de bereisha pasuk ba'ila tchila pasuk nami hachabal ila. That since in the ratio we spoke about ila first, therefore over here we continue and we keep it symmetrical and we also talk about ila first. And the Gemara continues with its raya that this brisa must be discussing kedusha saguf because I am a bishlema chadav kedusha saguf v'chadav kedusha damim. If you're going to say that at least one of the ratio or the sefer is talking about kedusha saguf and one is talking about kedusha damim, so for example the ratio talking about kedusha saguf and the sefer is talking about kedusha damim, or the opposite, the ratio talking about kedusha damim and the sefer is speaking about a case of kedusha guf, and we continue on daf chavtesa and beis. So it makes sense why the Tana would actually teach us both dinim. If the Brisa would only teach us one din and would only give us one example, then Salkat Chamina, then we would explain the Brisa and we would say that the Brisa is only giving us an example where there was Kedusha's Dhamma involved, and therefore the Kedusha could be Paka Bechti. And since you said originally that it should be an Oila, and then you said after 30 days it should be a Shlamim, that would actually work, even though there's Kedusha's Dhamma. However, if we would not bring a second example, then we wouldn't extend this din to Kedusha Saguf, because we would say that Kedusha Saguf like Paka Bechti, Kedusha Damim Paka Bechti, that although the din should be B'negei Kedusha Damim, that the Kedusha could be Paka Memela, and it could dissipate by itself, and it could change from being an Oila to a Shlamim. However, if it would be a case of Kedusha Saguf, we would not say that, even if Reuven would make a Tnai at the time that he was Makdish his animal, and he was Makdish based on Kedusha Saguf, we would not allow him to say that right now it should be an Oila, and then in 30 days it should change and become a Shlamim. Amtu L'Hachi Tanatati, therefore it makes sense that the Tana would actually have to give us two examples in order to make sure that we understand that the Tana is not only talking about Kedusha Damim, but he's also teaching us B'negei Kedusha Guf that it's possible for the Kedusha to dissipate. But if you're going to say that both cases of this Brisa, the case where Reuven said this Shar should be an Oila for 30 days and then it should become a Shlamim, or if he said I want this Shar to be a Shlamim for 30 days and then I want it to be an Oila, are both talking about Kedusha Damim, so why did the Tana have to teach us two different cases? L'chur, if we would just say the first case, we would know the second case as Hashtiye Shleim and Kedusha Chamur L'Kedusha Kalor Paka. If in the first case where Reuven said I want this shot to be an Oila, which is Kachi Kachim and has the Chumris of Kachi Kachim, that's Nechel Bazara, in addition it's Kulei Kalor, and even though it's so Chamur, still we say that since you only will Makdish it with Kedusha's Damim, and since it was about Mum, therefore the din is that the Kedusha could be Paka, and now after 30 days it could become a Shlamim. And of course Shlamim is Kachi Kalim, and it could be eaten in Yushlayim, and it's also Nechel Zarim, so of course it's more Kal, and still it could be Paka, and it could go down a level. So Mekedusha Kal, Kedusha Chumra, Tzrich L'Meima, then L'Chayu, what's the Chiddush of the second case of the Braisa, where Reuven said, I want this animal to be a Shlamim for 30 days, and then I want it to become an Oila, we're actually increasing its Kedusha. Of course, you'd be able to remove the Kedusha of a Shlamim and make it into an Oila, and therefore, there's no need to have both cases in the Braisa, and by the fact that we have both cases of the Braisa, it must be that the Braisa is teaching us a Chiddush, that not only do we say that Kedusha could be Paka Bechti by Kedusha's Damim, but even if something has Kedusha Guf, you could also be Paka the Kedusha Bechti and the Kedusha could dissipate. And the Rosh points out, the Tiyufta the Rava, this Kasha is a Tiyufta on Rava, because Rava said that there's a Chol between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Gof, whereas Benegei Kedushas Damim, it's possible that we would say that Kedusha could be Paka Bechti, but by Kedushas Gof, we wouldn't say that Kedusha could be Paka Bechti, as he brought from the case by a woman that you can't be Mekadosha for a day, and then automatically have a Kedushin dissipate the next day. Let us learn the Ran, 6 lines from the bottom of the Amid on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, as to how he explains the Agamar, and he says, Hilkach L'Rabba Le'hav Le'ladur L'Rab Menuna, Maika Medam is Kedusha Gof, the Kedushas Damim, the Alma Sfir Le'h Kedusha Gof, the Hegdish, Le'h Paka Kedusha Gof, the Isha, the L'chira, according to our Gemara that we just proved, that Kedushas Gof could be Paka Memela and could dissipate by itself, then we see that Rav's understanding and his explanation as to be able to say that the chilp between Kedushas Gof and Kedushas Damim is incorrect. In reality, the way that Rav should have actually answered the question that Rav Nuna had on Ula from the case of Kedushin is that it's improper to make a comparison between Kedushin of a woman to Hegdish, and as Duran says, Mishum de Ein Ishus L'Chatzoyin, since it's a general rule that you can't be Mekadosh a woman L'Chatzoyin, that's why, even though you were only Mekadosh and you only said, I'm making this Kedushin for today, but I want it to be Paka tomorrow, that doesn't work, and she would be Mekadoshes completely, and you would need to get. Aval Hegdish Isl L'Zman Yidua, clearly, as we see from the Braisa, it's possible that Hegdish could be Shechal, even L'Zman Yidua, even for a specified amount of time, and after that Zman, it would actually be Paka L'Gamri, and it would dissipate without actually needing any pidyon. And Hilkov Pircha de Rav Hamnuna Lisa, the Pircha that Rav Hamnuna brought is not a Pircha. The Hach Brisa Misei Leilu Ula. Since we have found a Brisa that actually is a Raya to Ula, that Kedusha Gof can't be Paka Lagamri, even Mamela, and it could dissipate by itself. And the Kivan the Brisa Mucha that Filo Kedusha Gof Paka Bechti Kolsh King Kedusha's Damim. Then certainly by Kedusha's Damim, the Kedusha will be Paka Mamela, and if we see a Raya to Ula from this Brisa, Al Gemara continues and now goes back to the din that we mentioned from our Pata. If you remember at the beginning of our Gemara, the Gemara explained that the Pshat in our Mishnah, according to Bapada, is not that the Kedusha could be Paka Memela, and as we explained earlier from the Ran, that Bapada actually taught us to Dinim, and as the Ran explained, V'ha-Bah-Talia, that since Bapada holds that if Reuven is Makdish something, and it has Kedusha's Dom or Kedusha's Agov, that it can't be Paka Memela, and it can't dissipate by itself, and it needs a pinyon, and therefore, if Reuven said that this tree should be Kaddish until the point that it's uprooted, then even after it's uprooted, Reuven has to be put to the tree, and the Kedusha of the tree is not Paka Memela, even though it only has Kedusha's Damim, because Bapada holds that Kedusha can't be Paka Memela. Therefore, he learned that when the Mishnah said Ein Lam Pidyon, it means that since Reuven made a Neder and he said that this tree should continue being Hegdish even after I am Pidyon, as long as it's not uprooted. And when the Mishnah stated Ein Lam Pidyon, it means it doesn't have a complete Pidyon, and automatically it becomes Kaddish once again, since at that moment it still was not uprooted. And therefore, our Gemara continues, it says, this Braisa should not only be a Raya to Ula, that Kedusha could be Paka Bechti, but it should also be a Kasha on Bapada, because Bapada just stated that even where there is only Kedusha's Damim, that Kedusha is not Paka Bechti, and we see clearly that Kedusha is Paka Bechti, not only by Kedusha's Damim, but even by Kedusha's Agov. And I am around at the bottom of that Chav Tesam and Aleph, where he makes a Cheshbin that Bishlema, if we'd be able to explain that this Braisa is only talking about Kedusha's Damim, then we would not have a Kasha on Bapada, because Bapada could explain that this Braisa is talking about a situation where after Reuven said that this animal should be an oila, but after 30 days it should become a shlamim, he actually went and was pointed the animal after 30 days, and even after he pointed the animal after 30 days, which is possible to do by Kedusha's Damim, the animal automatically becomes a shlamim. We wouldn't necessarily have a raya from this Braisa that by Kedusha's Damim, the Kedusha is actually Paka Bechti, and therefore Gemara would not have a raya against Bapada. However, now that the Gemara already explained that it must be that this Braisa is not only talking about Kedusha's Damim, but it must be talking about Kedusha's Aguf as well, so then the Braisa is a raya against Bapada, because certainly B'Gei Kedusha Gof, it's impossible to explain that this Braisa is talking about a case where Reuven was pointed the animal, and that's why automatically after 30 days it becomes a shlamim. Certainly all agree that B'Gei Kedusha Gof, you can't be pointed an animal and pidyon doesn't work, and since B'Gei Kedusha Gof pidyon doesn't work, so it must be that since the Braisa is actually comparing Kedusha's Dam and Kedusha Gof, it must be talking about the same scenario where you weren't pointed, and even so, the Kedusha's Damim is not Paka Bechti, and it's a Tiyufta to Bapada. And the Gemara continues and answers, Amr Papa, Rapapa explains, Amr Chabapada, that Bapada will explain that Hachikama, this is the Pshat in the Braisa, that although the Braisa certainly holds that Begreya both Kedusha's Aguf and Kedusha's Damim, that certainly Kedusha cannot be Paka Memela and can't dissipate by itself, and in the Risha where Reuven said, I want this animal to be an Oilah for the first 30 days, and then I want it to become a Shlomim, and the Braisa stated that it actually will become a Shlomim after 30 days, that case is talking about Kedusha's Damim, and the reason why it actually could become Tamei Shlomim after 30 days is not because the Kedusha was Pakum and Meila, but it's because Reuven actually was poided this animal within 30 days. The Chiddush of the Brisa is that even though Reuven was already poided this animal from its Kedushas Oila, but right afterwards, automatically, after 30 days, it becomes a Shlomim because your original intent was you wanted to be an Oila for the first 30 days, and even if I'm going to be poided within 30 days or at some point after 30 days, then although my pidyon works, I was able to be poided this animal and it's no longer an Oila, but automatically the din of Shlomim is now Chala on this behemoth because you said that it should be a Shlomim after 30 days. Although if this is a Psha'an Dereisha, then L'chayra, what is the Chiddush of the Seifa? Because if it's talking about Kedusha's Damim, then L'chayra, there's no difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. So the Gemara explains that the case of the Seifa is where Reuven said that I want this animal to be an Oila after 30 days, but right now it should be a Shlomim. And the Chiddush of the Brisa is that really after 30 days it should become an Oila because that's what he said. However, since we hold that Kedusha cannot be Pakka B'Kli, and you already said Me'achshu Shlomim that you want to be a Shlomim right now, so therefore, of course, it won't be an Oila. However, if you did not say the words Me'achshu Shlomim, then the din of Oila would be Chal on this behema after 30 days. And the Chiddush is that you shouldn't think that a person cannot be Makdish something for a future date, and if he's Makdish something, he has to be Makdish it at this moment, but if he's Makdish it for a later period of time, that would not work. Kamash Blan, that the Kedusha could be Chal even at a later point, and even after 30 days. And the Rav explained that there is also a second Chiddush of this Braisa, that not only can someone create Hegdish that will only be Chal at a later point, but even if someone is Makdish an animal as a Shlomim, which is Kedusha Kala, and he wants to change his Kedusha to a higher level Kedusha, and even if he says at the time that he makes it Hegdish, that after 30 days I want this animal to be an Oila, and even if the Lashon he used was that I want this to be an Oila, but I just want this animal to be a Shlomim for the next 30 days, and therefore he actually mentioned the concept of Oila first, he still cannot even change its level of Kedusha to a higher level, and certainly it's not possible to change this level of Kedusha from Oila to Shlomim, which is going from a higher level to a lower level, or to change its level from Hegdish to Chulin Bechdi. But ultimately, this Brisa is not a Kasha on Bapoda, because Ein Chanami, the Brisa holds, not only can Kedusha Zaguf not be Pakum Emela, but Kedusha's Damim can also not be Pakum Emela. And as Rav Papa explained, that the Pshat in the Brisa, according to Bapoda, is that in Le'om Ma'achshav Shlomim, if Reuven wouldn't have said that this animal should be a Shlomim from this moment, then La'achad Lamin Yoyim Oila Haver, then even though he said that this animal should be an Oila only after 30 days, that animal would become an Oila after 30 days, meaning the Haver, just like in the case of Ha'im Le'isha, Skatfi La'achad Lamin Yoyim, if someone says to Rachel, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me only after 30 days, the Mekudeshes, that you are considered Mekudeshes after 30 days, V'afal Pishin is Achla Mois, even if she actually used the money at that point, because the Mois are coining her at this point, but it's not going to be Chal until after 30 days. So over here also, the Kedusha is going to be Chal after 30 days. And the Gemara says, Pshita L'chayr, this din is Pashit, and the Rav is bothered that L'chayr, there is a major Kedush, has been a Gei Kedusha, although it's in Sachla Mois, but L'maisa Rachel still has a Shibud Kesef to Reuven, so the Kedusha can be Chal. Mashenken by Hegdish, how can Hegdish be Chal after 30 days? It should be like being Mekadosh and Isha B'Shtar. All agree that if the Shtar is lost or ripped up prior to 30 days, that the Kedusha isn't Chal, and it could be Chayza. And the Rav says that even at this point, the Gemara already knew the klal of Amirasal Gvaya Kemisirasal Hadidami, and therefore it's Pashit that Hegdish could be Chal even after 30 days, because you don't need an actual Kinyan for Hegdish, and the Amir alone is good enough. The Gemara explains, Leif Tricha, the Chiddush is, the Hadabay, that during the 30 day period, Reuven wanted to be Chayza and say, I don't want this to become Hegdish, the din is that it still will be Hegdish, and it can't be Chayza. So the Gemara asks, Hanichlamad Ame de Chazeres, that's very good, that there's a Chiddush in our Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, who holds by the Gei Kedushin, that if Reuven says to Rachel, Hiskachli Lachel Amidyoim, that during the 30 day period, Reuven cannot be Chayza, and if he wants to be Chayza, he actually has to give her a get. And if, for example, Shimon goes and tries to be Makadish Rachel during that 30 day period, his Kedushin wouldn't be Chal, because we consider that there is some Kedushin that was already Chal at the moment that he said, Hiskachli Lachel Amidyoim. And therefore, it makes sense over here as well that if Reuven said, I want this animal to be an Oila after 30 days, that within the 30 day period, Reuven cannot be Chayza. El Lamada Abba, the coin to Rabbi Yechon holds, Chayzeris, that during the 30-day period, if Reuven wants to be Chayza, he could be Chayza, and he would not need a get. And for example, if Shimon would actually be Mekadosh Rachel during the 30-day period, Shimon's Kedushin would actually be Chal, and Shimon would actually be married to Rachel, and Reuven would not be married to Rachel, so Ma'ik L'meimba, and how could it be that Reuven can't be Chayza from this Hegdish? Gemara answers, Afilu Manda Amma, Hasam Chayzeris, even according to Rabbi Yechon that holds over there, that Reuven could be Chayza within 30 days, Hachas Shaini over here, he can't be Chayza from making this animal to his Oila, because we have a special din, b'negei Hegdish, that if someone says that he's giving something to Hegdish, even if there's no kinyan made, it's as if he gave it to a Hedid, and it was an actual kinyan. be made, and therefore the chalais of kedusha is much more stringent than the din b'negei kedushin. And therefore, in chenami, even though b'negei kedushin, the din is that you could be chayza, but b'negei the din of hegdish, if Reuven says that I want this animal to be an oila after 30 days, the hegdish is chal, and you can't be chayza within the 30-day period. And the Rush explains that the concept of amirasul gavoya kamisirasul hadid works based on the pasuk of meitzei svasecha tishma, and therefore you can't be chayza. And the Rishalmi brings that it's based on the fact that really everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Lashem Haaretz Umloya. Therefore, it's easier for someone to relinquish something that belongs to them and give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as really it always belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ran points out that the Maskanas HaGemara is that the Chiddush is that since we say Amirasul Gevoya Kemisirasul HaHedidami, therefore we consider it as if Reuven said that Hegdash should be Chal Me'achshav Ula Achal Aminyayim, and that's why Reuven can't be Chayza. And this is good for the Chiddush of the Braisa, that the concept of Amirasul Gevoya Kemisirasul HaHedid, not only that you don't need a kinyan, but it's considered as if you perfected a kinyan, me'achshav ul achal aminyayim. And the Ran also points out that this explanation that Papa gave is only Lefi Bapada, who holds that Hegdish can never be Paka Bechti, but both Abai and Rava, who hold like Ula, and Lerava at least Kedushas Domim can be Paka Bechti, and Labai, Kedushas Domim as well as Kedushas Guf can be Paka Bechti, and both Lefi Abai and Lefi Rava, we don't have to change the Pshat of the Braisa, and although it would seem from the Braisa that that would be a Tiyuf to the Rava, because why would the Braisa have to discuss two cases of Kedushas Domim, and therefore it would seem that the Braisa holds that even Kedushas Guf can be Paka Bechti, which of course would be against Rava's Sfara, who is Mechal between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Guf. However, B'deichik, the Ran says that Rava will explain that both cases of the Braisa are really by Kedushas Domim, and Loizu Afsu Ketani, and Ayin Shum, that Lefiz there, there's actually an Afkamina between Abai and Rava and Rav Papa, because although Rav Papa explained this Braisa, that if Reuven said that I want this animal to be Hegdish after 30 days, that actually would work, and Reuven could not be Chayza, because we look at it as if he said, Me'achshav Al-Achal Amidayim. However, Lefi Abai and Rava, they don't understand the Pshat and the Braisa in this fashion, therefore they would actually learn that when you say, Amirasul Gevoya, Kamisirasul Hadid, it doesn't make it as if you said Me'achshav, and therefore Reuven could still be Chayza until 30 days, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.